You're listening to the AHGB podcast, Practical Know-How to Help Your Farm Business. In today's episode, we are talking to Richard Laverick, who is the Chief Officer for Livestock Information. He's going to update us on the progress of the project and the plans for the foreseeable future. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Sarah.
If you could just tell us, to start with, for those who don't know, what is the Livestock Information Programme?
Well, so how do you condense a sort of £28 million programme down into a relatively short answer? So the Livestock Information Programme is a programme designed to collapse effectively three current traceability services into one multi-species service and a digital service at that. So we're talking about E8ML2 for pigs, we're talking about BCMS for cattle, and we're talking about ARAMS for sheep. And those three services and systems were all developed over an extended period of time with different sort of aims and objectives behind them. And because they represent sort of slightly different architectures and different technologies, they don't talk to one another. And to actually be able to take forward the investment where those three traceability systems do interact would be a very, very significant cost. And so it's actually cheaper and more straightforward for us to bring those three services together into the one multi-species service, which will allow better traceability of animals overall. So that sits at its core, will enable us then to be able to respond more effectively and quickly to disease outbreaks and to address sort of endemic disease issues that we might have domestically. And also to be able to demonstrate traceability that's so core to sort of opening up new markets like China and providing new sort of market opportunities for the meat that we produce. So it has a significant number of benefits, both sort of for the industry, for the country, but also for producers, and that we'll be able to provide them with a single system which is easier, more intuitive for them to use, and actually which has the user at the heart. So if you're a livestock producer who has a number of different livestock enterprises, you're not going to be going to different systems to record your movements and your data in future. You'll only have to go to one.
Brilliant, thank you. And can you tell us who is behind the project?
Yeah, it's an interesting collaboration. I mean, it's AHDB, it's government through DEFRA, and it's also the wider industry. So we have a forum which we call TDUG, which stands for the Traceability Design User Group. And this advisory body or forum has representatives from all of the sort of significant sort of trade bodies and organisations across industry. And it includes NFU. It also includes various sort of government agencies and representation as well. And so that forum and that body has been informing the thinking and the development of the programme to make sure that when I use that term sort of user-centric, and we're thinking about producers and farmers, but we're also thinking about the wider industry. So abattoirs and markets, for example, have to engage with this system as well. So it's important that they've got representation and input to the thinking behind it. So it makes it a truly, actually at the moment, unique collaboration, because you have government and AHDB as the levy body working very closely together, and you have this industry body making sure ultimately that at the end of the day, the system works for everybody that needs to engage with it. So it is quite a unique sort of partnership. And the delivery model, we've seen AHDB and DEFRA come together to create Livestock Information Limited, which is a company that's jointly owned by DEFRA and AHDB. And Livestock Information Limited is the delivery vehicle, if you will, that will actually deliver the programme and create and build the new service and the new multi-species platform.
So we last spoke about LIP, as it's referred to, about 6 months ago on a previous podcast. And at that point, you were just moving into the very start of the delivery phase. So what's been happening since then?
Crikey, can I think back 6 months? An awful lot has happened in 6 months. So I think when we last spoke, we just established Livestock Information Limited, and we were in the process of letting contracts for what we call the core sort of livestock application. So that's the sort of product, the multi-species system itself. And then a number of contracts related to that, which were important for the building of the eventual service. So we've let the contract since we last spoke. So the contract for the core application has been let to Shearwell Data, and the product that they have developed has been in testing. They work in partnership with a company called Sisys. So it's a sort of consortium that we're working with in terms of the development of that core application. And then we've also let a contract to Equine Register, who are going to be responsible for wider sort of data integration around that core application and other databases and services and systems that it needs to be able to talk to and integrate with. So there's been the letting of the contracts. That's a significant step forward. As I said, we've established the company and we've mobilised the team, a very significant team now of specialists and technologists that are working on the programme. So through the winter months, they've been mobilised and organised into the necessary sort of work streams and work packages to take the whole system forward. So it's been a very, very busy sort of 6 months.
And when can we expect to start seeing the plans being rolled out?
That's an interesting question. So the 6 months have been very intense and we've had the roadmap in front of us in terms of timings and what we were expecting and hoping to see happen when. And then along came the pandemic. So we've had to, or the programme team, I should say, have had to sit back and think very carefully about the impact of the movement restrictions on the work that they could do and the work that they were planning to do in particular through April and May and, of course, now June. And it's quite clear that there are certain activities which we're planning to sort of hold at the moment in terms of user engagement, which can't happen. You can do so much user engagement as we're doing now over Teams and via a laptop, but there are certain things where you actually have to be present on the ground. Walk the floor is a term that we use, particularly in markets and abattoirs and so on. And so when you're thinking about service design and the system development, those practical, very practical things we can't do at the moment because of the restrictions on movement so on. So the team is going through, the programme is going through at the moment, quite a detailed revision of its work package. And with no loss of momentum, I have to say, and with no loss of ambition to sort of deliver within the original timeframe, but what they're now having to do is reorganise the tasks that need to be completed, bring forward the things they can do in the current sort of environment and push out those sorts of activities and developments where they need to meet people face to face. And so they have come up with a new approach and a new plan, which is being considered by both AHDB and by DEFRA and by the Traceability Design User Group as well. And we're pretty confident, and the team are very confident, actually, that we're still going to be able to sort of maintain momentum with the programme and stick to the original timelines. We were hoping to do a sort of public beta at the moment, but that will be pushed back, I'm sure, now probably into later autumn. But actually, in terms of the eventual rollout of the multi-species service and the developments that go with that, we're pretty confident we'll still be able to stick to the original timelines and deadlines with the new approach.
That's great news that you've been able to keep on track with the project.
Well, yeah, because it'd be very easy to stop and nobody wants to do that. You know, this is a very important development. We need those legacy systems that I referred to at the start. We need them replaced and we need to move forward to help the industry, you know, in what is going to be a very challenging time by delivering for them a much more effective, much easier to use, much more efficient service and system. So everybody's still very much driven by that. And we want to be able to develop on top of that sort of core livestock application, the additional added value services. And that's the very reason that AHDB became engaged. And we're thinking about things like medicine books. We're thinking about things like performance dashboards, knowledge-based trading and so on. A number of different concepts where we can build on top of that to the core movements data to provide so much more insight for the industry. And actually, through this replanning work, we're beginning to think that we can actually start some of those added value developments actually earlier than we were anticipating. So there have been some negative consequences, I suppose, of the pandemic. But actually, it's also driven us to a significant sort of rethink, which has provided opportunities to do some things earlier than we were expecting to do.
Some positive change on the horizon then for everyone in the livestock industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are the next steps then that you're taking with the project?
Well, the key thing at the moment is to have that revised plan that I've referred to signed off by DEFRA. At the end of the day, the implications for the revision are mainly around the sort of timing and some of the cost elements associated with that core platform, that core livestock application. And so it's important for DEFRA to be able to sort of sign off on those changes in terms of programme activity. And so the changes and the rephasing, if we can call it that, have been shared with, as I mentioned earlier, the traceability design user group. They've been shared with AHDB, and we're very comfortable with it. And the final stage with that process now is for review by DEFRA. I'm fairly confident as we speak they'll be comfortable with it as well, but I can't be 100% sure about the outcome in terms of the timings of new developments until we've been through the sort of final stages of the approval process with them. And then in addition to that, though, we are taking forward with a separate group, which is again involving membership from T. Doug and from Livestock Information Limited and AHDB, thinking around the added value capabilities and services that we will build on top of that core platform. And so we're taking that forward now. There have been several workshop sessions over the last week to go through and refine the thinking and the strategy for those added value developments and begin the work in earnest on some of those capabilities that I've mentioned already around medicine books, knowledge-based trading, performance dashboards, and so on. So the next steps are really to push on with the added value work, the strategy around that, develop a roadmap for it by working through with industry and getting that final agreement from DEFRA on the revised approach to be taken for the delivery of the core platform.
And if people wanted more information on the programme, where can they find that?
The easiest thing to do at the moment is to go to the AHDB website and search for Livestock Information Programme, and that will take you through to the pages with more detail about what's going on.
Brilliant, Richard. Thank you for joining us today. It's been really interesting finding out more about the project and where you're up to and what the plans are for the future. It's really exciting.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
I hope you found today's podcast useful. If you would like to know more information about the Livestock Information Programme, please head to ahdb.org.uk/LIP. On our website, there are so many resources available to help you right now. Whether it's concern about coronavirus, concern about the impact of the weather, or you want help with managing your business through these uncertain times, please get in touch and find out how we can help. I'm Sarah Meesom. Thank you for listening.